You know, today is Team Sunday, as Pastor Jim has said. This is where we launch our team for 2020. And our team for this year, is See, I'm doing a new thing. Can I have the PowerPoint up, please? I'm doing a new thing. And this is taken from Isaiah 43 verse 19. Where God say to the nation of Israel, See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it spring forth. Do you not perceive and know it? And would you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Lord, we want to thank you for your words this morning. We want to thank you, Lord, that as we open our hearts and our ear to you, you're going to do something great, something new in each one of our lives. In the church, Lord, we just give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. This is a great promise that we want to capture it corporately as a church. As a church, we want to say, this is my team where God is going to do a new thing. And then individually, we want to also capture this team and say, God, you are doing a new thing in my life. And I want you to know this great promise that God is saying, I am doing a new thing. He is not doing a renovation. He's not doing a makeover. Some people say you need an extreme makeover. He's not doing that. He's not doing a remodeling or re-blending. He's doing a brand new thing. Say amen. A brand new thing. That's what he is doing. Have you ever been restless before? Come on, if you have been restless before, put up your hand. And you want to something new to take place. And so you said, what I'll do, I will change to a new car. But then you find, after spending the money, it doesn't do something here. So you say, well, what I'll do, I'll change some of the furniture in my house. I will paint the wall new. I will change the new house. But one thing you can never do, you can never have a new wife. Say amen. But if you are as generous as me, you will give your credit card to your wife and say, remodel yourself. Go and shop and make yourself look new. You know, sometime in life, we want a new thing and we think the new thing has to happen externally. But the actual fact, when God says, I will do a new thing for you, it does not happen externally. It has to happen where? Inside of here. Inside of here. God says, I am doing a new thing. This means, the old past. The old is past. Yes, the old thing is passed away. The old disappointment, and we all have disappointment. The old disappointment and pain are passed away. The old failures are passed away. They are gone. They are buried. They are under the blood of Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. So stop repeating the old like a broken recorder. How many of you love to do that? Stop fishing on them. Stop digging up the old. Let them be buried and let them rest in peace. Amen. Because if you don't let them rest in peace, they will always bother you. Everything has become new. The new has come. The new is not come and go. It is not come and visit. The new is come and stay. This means new creation, new beginning, new day, new start is here to stay. Say amen to that. To stay in church and also to stay in my life. This was a great promise given to God, to the nation of Israel. In their darkest, saddest hour, their head were down, their heart fainted, Their soul discouraged and their mind is crowded. And as we see what is happening in our world today, this can happen to us also. What happened to Israel? They were defeated in captive in a foreign land. All hope gone. Future uncertain and unknown. The ghosts of the past and failure upon them. In such a time as this, God promised them that He will do for them. And what God promised that I'm going to do for you was like a shining light. A shining light in the tunnel. It was like a lifeline to a drowning person. And this promise was first given in Isaiah 42 verse 9. See, the former thing has taken place. And new things, say the word with me, new things. New things I declare. Behold, they spring into being. I announce them to you. And then God again affirmed this great promise to Israel. The second time, that's where we get our theme. Isaiah 43 verse 18 to verse 19. Forget the former thing. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive and know it? Would you not give heed to it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. What God promised Israel, He is also saying to us in 2020, see, I'm doing a new thing. The future of Grace City Church is in God's hand. Your future as an individual is in God's hand. Your future as a couple, as a family is in God's hand. Because He is in His hand. He is ever new, bringing new mercy, new blessing, new strength, new grace into our life. And He's the one who says, for I know the thoughts and plan I have for you, said the Lord. Thoughts and plan for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. I am doing a new thing. No matter what happened to us, glorious, great, or painful, God is doing a new thing. He does not want us to stay where we are, but He wants us to rise. Say amen. Rise above and rise above and rise beyond to believe in the new things He's doing among us. This morning is the time to fact our wings. Our wings of faith and begin to soar like an eagle to God's new thing. To soar higher to God. To soar closer to God. To soar powerfully for God. God said, I am doing a new thing. The eagle needs to fly. The eagle cannot be weighed. Weighed by excess weight. Weighed by the past. Weighed by the regrets, weighed by all the issues of life. They cannot fly with this great promise. This promise say, I'm doing a new thing. When God say, I'm doing a new thing to Israel, the first new thing He's saying to a people in captives, in bondage, in a foreign land, the first new thing He said to them is, the new thing that I'll bring to you is the new freedom that will come to you. The first thing that God is saying to you, the new thing that I'm going to do is to bring freedom into your life. I am doing a new thing. First, see. See. Look, behold. Open your eyes to see. Open your hearts to see. Open your mind to see. If your eyes is closed, you cannot see. If your eyes is not focused, you cannot see what God wants you to see. closed eyes, unfocused eyes, cannot see what God is doing, cannot see what is taking place next. But God say to you, see, open your eyes. Prophet Elijah put his face between his knee and he prayed. And he commanded his servant to go to the sea and see what next, what was coming. But the servant returned 6 times, not just 1 time. 6 times he returned with the same report. I see nothing, nothing at all. All quiet in the seafront. I wonder, when God asks you to see, are you like the servant who say, I see nothing? Only on the 7th time was the servant able to see a little cloud like a man hand. Was only on the 7th time that the servant was able to see a sign of what is coming. Maybe you have said to yourself, I see nothing. I don't see anything. I don't even feel and sense anything. Today, you need God to touch your eyes to see a little cloud. A sign of promise, a sign of hope, a sign of answer, a sign of a start of God's new thing on you. Prophet Elisha, once with his servant in the house, and the servant came out and he saw the great multitude of the Syrian army surrounding them, thousands and thousands of them. He saw it and he came back to Prophet Elisha, and Prophet Elisha said, go out and see. He just saw the enemy. But God opened the servant's eyes so he could see horses and chariots of the Lord. It is easy to see the wrong thing, the wrong person, the wrong time. To see problem than to see the greatness of God. To see so much need before us than to see the 5 loaves and 2 fishes in the Lord's hand. Maybe today you need God to touch your eyes, remove the scale over your eyes to see Him, to see His ability and power, and not to see difficulty and problem and trouble. To see possibility and not impossibility. To see I can and not I cannot. Because with God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for God. One time, and the 2nd time, twice, God asked Jeremiah, what do you see? Jeremiah answered God correctly. And God replied to him was, he was about to perform his word. Some asked this morning, is the question is not, what do you see? The question is, what do you see first? Problem or opportunity? Needs or generosity? Grasshopper or giant killer? See, the Message Bible put it this way regarding the word see. It means be alert, be present. Yes, God is doing a new thing. You need to see. You need to be alert. You need to be present. You need to be watchful of what God is saying. Not folding your arms, slumber and sleep. But be alert and present. For what God is doing is a divine appointment. And you have to be present and you have to be alert for that appointment. Don't be caught asleep, unalert, and not present when the appointment comes. The new things that God is doing. Today, the new things that God say I will do may start like a little trigger of hope, of light, of sound. But see and believe that God will increase the new thing in clarity, in intensity, and capacity. He's the God who say, I'm able to do far above what you think and ask. See. Next thing God say, see, I am. Say the word I am. I am. He didn't say, see yourself. If you do, you will be discouraged. See others, you will be depressed. See your weakness and your limitation. See your lack and you will be distressed. But he said, don't look at all these things. I want you to look up and see who I am. See, I am. Here God introducing himself as I am. I am that I am. You do not dictate me. I am who I am. You do not make me. I am what I am. You cannot stop me. I will be what I will be. You cannot hinder me. And I will create whatever I create. You do not create me. See, I am. Do not make God in your own image. God is without limitation. He is without restriction. He is all-knowing, all-present, and all-powerful. God who say, I am, not I was, not I could, or I might. He said, I am present, and I am here. I am here, I am not passive, inactive, uncaring, unconcerned, uninvolved in human and world activities. You know, this scripture that we hold so dearly, all things that work out together for good. This thing that we believe that even in turmoil, in pain, that something of the gospel of hope is displayed. He says, see, I am. I am present. I am here. I am not passive, inactive, uncaring, unconcerned, or uninvolved in human and world activities. Then he said, see, I am what? I am doing. God is doing. Say amen. God is working. He is involved. You might not think so, but he creates and he sustains the earth. Think of this. 3 meters of the earth closer to the sun, we will all. 3 meters of the earth away from the sun, we all will be what? Frozen. The sun rotates at its right place because God that creates also sustains and he holds all things together and he says, see, I am doing. Our hope is in God. Our future is in God. Our life is in God. Whether we live today or tomorrow is in God. He says, see, I am doing. What is God doing? God is doing a new thing. Not business as usual. Not same old, same old. God is doing a new thing. And before it happened, he said, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to announce it. It's going to be a wonderful thing. It's going to be better than the old. And it's going to bring new mercy, new strength, new blessing, new miracles, new breakthrough. Like we used to say and always say, the best is yet to come. See, I am doing. The great I am is doing. He said, see, I'm doing. is springing forth. It is springing forth. This is the picture of a seed that is in the ground. And when we see the seed in the ground, we say, God, nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. But the seed in the ground is beginning to die. It's beginning to take life. And the seed in the ground one day will shoot up as a bud, as a flower, as a shoot, as a budding, and become a plant. When God says, see, I'm doing, it is springing forth. It literally means this, that what you cannot see with your physical eyes, believe me, I'm working, I'm doing, it's going to come to life, and the day will come in all your waiting. Because 2020, in my first sermon, I say, the time of waiting and laboring is complete. Now is the time for fulfillment and reward. Some of us have been holding on to the pain and holding on to the disappointment. It's time to let go and believe that this year God is doing a new thing in your life. It starts with your life. And it's going to move to your marriage, to your family, and the church is going to feel the effect. Because many times we think it starts with the church. No, it starts with you. Because the church is made up of you. And God is saying, see, I'm doing a new thing. I have been working, I have been preparing it, and it's going to spring forth. And when it comes, it may be unseen, unnoticed, inactive in the ground, but I am is doing. I am at work, and it will happen as I am said so, is in the ground, and suddenly it spring forth. It spring forth now. I don't know about you. What would take me years and a lifetime to do in my own strength, God can do it in just a twinkle of an eye. How many of you realize that? But in this verse, see, I am doing a new thing. God put a question to all us. A simple question that we need to answer. And the question is, do you perceive? Do you perceive what I'm doing? Perceive means know by experience and observation. Are you watching what I'm doing? And you say, do you know it? Do you know what God is doing? Do you take heed to it? That means you are putting interest, you are putting effort, you are cooperating with God. You are paying attention to it. You are listening to what God is doing. God told Israel, I'm doing a new thing. Do you perceive? Do you know? Do you take heed? Because it is so easy to be distracted, unfocused, and be lost in life activities, in the busyness of life. It's so easy to live life with our eyes half closed or closed, to live life accepting what will be. No, my brothers, my sister, God has made you the head and not the tail. He has made you on top and not beneath. It is not over till God says it is over. The future is in His hand. The goodness is in His hand. The power is in His hand. The miracle and breakthrough is in His hand. Until God says it is over. You say, do you perceive it? Do you know it? do you take heed to it? Because he does not want you to live your life treading on water, just surviving, just making and meeting ends. One day after another day. The day of going to the wilderness to collect manna every day is over. He has brought you into the promised land of milk and honey. In Jesus Christ, we live in abundance. We live in superabundance. In Jesus Christ, we have more than enough to share. Say amen to that. And so God told Israel, do you perceive it? Do you know it? Do you take heed to it? Are you paying attention to what I'm doing? So you need to stop burying your head in the hole. Don't be an ostrich. I see nothing. I hear nothing. I know nothing. And the new pass by you. But today, perceive, know, and take heed to this great promise our team for 2020. See, I am doing a new thing. Expect this new thing to take place in the church and in your life. It may be overwhelming, frightening, challenging when we consider what we have, where we have been, where we are, the challenge and the need before us. If you can do it, you don't need God. How many of you realize that? It's when you cannot do it, that is where you need God. And when you see it's overwhelming, he said to you, take courage, do not fear. The Bible declared that I am God will make a way when there seems no way. How many of you have heard this song? God will make a way when there seems no way. It's a great song. It was written by Don Moore. It was written to his brother and his brother's wife because his brother's family just had an accident and his nephew died. They asked him to come to the funeral. He did not know what to say. It was in the plane that God gave him this song, this word, God will make a way when there seems no way. And he wrote it. And when he met his brother and his sister-in-law, he said, God, give me a song. Can I sing in the funeral? And he sang this song, God will make a way when there seems no way. This is what God is saying to Israel. This is what he's saying to us, that I will make a way. I will make a way when there seems no way. He who spoke and things take place, creation happened. He now said, I will make a road through the terrain for you. The terrain may be rough, may be uncharted, but he said, I will make a way for you. And in making the way to the wilderness, I'm going to cut the tree down. The tree block your eyes, but they are coming down. Say amen. Every tree that block your eyes to the greatness of God, to the power of God, to the person of God, God said, I will make a way in the wilderness, and the tree is coming down. And I will lead you out of the wilderness. At the same time, I'm going to position rivers of provision to provide and refresh you. Isaiah said, I will make a way in the wilderness. I just went one time hiking with my wife. We got lost in the bush. Could you imagine being lost in the wilderness? the heat getting hold of you. We were walking, and then she saw a snake. I don't know whether she is frightened of the snake or the snake was frightened of her. But the snake saw her and ran away. Even how experienced you are in the wilderness, you will have difficulty. This is how wilderness look like in your life. A place of wandering aimlessly, getting nowhere. A place of hunger and thirst, no provision. A place of isolation, no companionship or support. Go and join the powerhouse. Say amen. A place of sorrow and defeat, no joy and victory. And a place of pressure, no peace or relief. Why spend your life wandering in the wilderness? The wilderness of despair and disappointment. Why wander aimlessly in the hot sand of hopelessness and despair? Why not turn to God? Take God's hand and allow God to lead you out of the wilderness. He said, I will make a way for you in the wilderness, and I will lead you to a fertile ground. At the same time, when I lead you out of the wilderness, I'm going to make a stream in the desert. Desert has no water. It's a place where dream wastes away. Hope and faith in God wastes away. But God declared today, I will make a stream in the desert. I'm going to blow in a freshness. I'm going to blow in a fresh and rushing water of my power and of my grace into your life. The new thing that God is going to do starts first from where? Inside here. Jesus said, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Believe that today God is going to do something new within you. Something new is going to break up so that there is new hope, new faith, new love, new strength. Your dry place become wet place. Your old place become new place. Your crooked place become straight place. This is the doing of God. I am doing a new thing. He said to you, forget about what has happened. Forget about the former things. Put them behind you and see the new things I'm going to do for you, starting from today. It may be just a trigger. It may be something so small. But I'm telling you, when you are fighting for air, when you are fighting for life, one little breath is in. It's what you need to get the next breath. And here, he say, I'm doing a new thing. To Israel, he said in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 4, thunder in the desert. When there is thunder, means rain is coming. Prepare for God's arrival. Make the road straight and smooth. A highway fit for our God. Fill in the valleys. Level off the hill. Smooth out the rough. Clear out the rock. Then God's bright glory will shine. And everyone will see. Yes, just as God has said. God sent His Son Jesus Christ. He saw the desert that is in our heart. A man and a woman is always a restless soul. Without the living God, without the living water of God in us. He saw us how desert has come into our life. And I tell you, you can fill your life with things your soul will still be a desert. He saw the hopelessness, the powerlessness. And the joylessness, he sent his son so that through his death, we may experience new creation. Say amen. Behold, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. God said, you are a new creation, and the old has passed, and the new has come. He sent his son to break the ground of the desert and water it with his grace. Why waste on despair, rock in confusion, when God is doing a new thing? His question to you, do you perceive it? Do you know it? Do you take heed of it? This is our theme for 2020. I am doing a new thing. Say, Lord, I receive it. Come on, say, Lord, I receive it. The new things that He's going to do. And I pray that new miracles, new breakthrough, new freedom, new blessing, new grace, new strength will start to enter your life. So what are we going to do in 2020? The pastoral team, the next few weeks, is building on our team with our grace, value of generosity, relational, active, Christ-like, and excellent. And we're going to use the example of the life of David, a man after God's own heart. This year, we're going to do one book in the New Testament, the Gospel of Mark. We want to see the new way of serving like Jesus. And then, we're going to look at 8 characters on the Old Testament. We want to look at what new things did God dig to each one of them. Each one of their life, God spoke to them, and something new took place in their life. The same can happen to you. This morning, our team, I am doing a new thing. Do you perceive it? Do you know it? Do you take heed to the new things that God is doing at Grace and with your life? The best is yet to come. It's not over till God says so. And He said, I am doing a new thing.